So this is, there are several mantras or prayers that Prahlad offers regularly to Lord Nrisimha, where Prahlad is residing in this Hari Varsha. So here's one of them. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrisimha, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts. So this is one of the characteristics of God. God has inconceivable powers. One of the benedictions that the Lord had to keep intact was that Hiranyakashipu said, I don't want to die by any weapon. So the Lord usually has his Sudarshan Chakra or he has his club, but because of Brahma's benedictions, he can't use that. So how does he kill him? With his nails. But the Lord's nails are exquisitely, as it says here, nails and teeth like thunderbolts. Like Indra has that thunderbolt weapon. It's considered an invincible weapon. So the Lord, his nails are like thunderbolts. Prahlad then says, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for our fruitive activity in this material world. So people sometimes ask, what is the value of such books as Bhagavad Gita in modern life? Same with Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the value? How do these things apply? So Prahlad, he's teaching us that if we have desires, material desires, Prahlad says these are demon-like. These things, desiring more and more material things, they are not going to give us peace. They're not going to give us happiness. We have seen throughout history, even here in America, even outside of Hindu culture, people have so much wealth, so much opulence, hundreds of houses and cars, but there's one thing they don't have: peace. You know the story. Some of you don't know me. Maybe this is the first time. But one time I was asked by a Hindu lady, Swamiji, can you give me peace? So I said, yes. First, I have to ask, do you eat meat? She said, yes. I can't give you peace. Then I asked her, do you drink alcohol? She goes, yes. How can I give you peace? And then I asked her, do you gamble? She goes, yes. I said, then, how I can give you peace? Three strikes, you're out. You have to give up these things. If you can't have, like, look, you all know better than me, Ravan. Ravan was enjoying unrestricted sense gratification. But was Ravan happy? And the one thing he wanted, he couldn't get, right? What was the one thing Ravan wanted that he couldn't have? Sita. And so many people told him, look at, just because you want this woman, you're willing to risk everything. And he did, right? All of his sons, he sent them one after another to fight Ram and Lakshman. What happened? Killed. And his ministers told him, give up this attachment to Sita. And Ravan had so many women. He had so many. Nah. Because of those desires, sinful, demoniac desires, that's what did him in. And Prahlad's father was the same way. Same exact way. His very name, Hiranyakashipu. What did he like? Gold and soft cushion, soft bed. His very name indicates what he wants. He wants women, more women, more women, more gold, more sense gratification. No. So Prahlad correctly is telling us, please kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance. In the Bhagavad Gita, we hear Krishna say that for those who are my devotees, I, dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. That's what Krishna does for the devotee. Krishna's in your heart. And if you ask him, Lord, please, as Prahlad is saying here, please drive away our ignorance. The Lord will do that. You just have to ask him. That is why we chant. That's another thing. People ask, why do we chant? Why do we pray? Yes, it's for this reason. We want the Lord to drive away our ignorance. Ignorance is the cause of inauspicious life. You're driving your car. You get pulled over by the police. You can't say to the police, "Well, officer, I didn't know it was wrong to drive 100 miles an hour. The policeman is going to accept your excuse that you didn't know. You were supposed to know. So ignorance is no excuse. So Prahlad is praying, please drive away our ignorance so that by your mercy we may become fearless. My favorite bhajan. Bhaja hure mana srinanda nandana abhaya charanara vindure. You become fearless when you are situated at the lotus feet of the Lord, when you have taken shelter. The Lord's in your heart. Just have to take shelter. We become fearless in the struggle for existence in the material world. This is mentioned by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. In the 15th chapter, Manakshastan Indriyani Prakratistani Karshati. Krishna agrees. Krishna says, yes, I know you are struggling in this world, but what is your struggle? Krishna points out, your struggle is your five senses and your mind. That's your struggle. Not your boss, not your employees, not Obama. No, your real struggle, Krishna says, are your eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin, and the biggest problem, the mind. That's why the Bhagavad Gita, it says, control the mind and make the mind your friend. You don't control your mind, then you are living with your own worst enemy. So, how to control the mind? Very simple. Chant. Chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.